Hello?
Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is this Bill?
Yes, Nick.
Hi, Bill. Did I catch you at an okay time?
Yeah, I'm all right for a little bit.
Okay, great. So I received your online registration requesting information for both equipment financing and working capital.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me just confirm. We had the right mailing address. Is P.O. Box 1221 in Uniontown, Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, great. What year did you start your business?
In 2015.
Okay. Okay, so what month of last year did you start it?
It was like November, December.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and what were you looking to do as far as your equipment financing inquiry? Were you looking to bring on trucks for the business?
Yeah, I had one truck that's 76,000. It's a 2012 Mack tractor.
Okay, so that's $60,000?
No, 76,000. Mm-hmm. And then I think I asked for, I think, 40 on operating money. I think that comes out to, what, 111 or something like that. I don't remember the numbers.
Yeah, we're going to keep them separate because equipment financing, right? And they're two different, they're two different programs.
Okay.
So let me ask you, you just started this business about 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, it's been 6 months, yeah.
Okay, and what are you typically doing every month in revenues?
Revenue is around $35,000 a month.
Okay, excellent, very good. Okay, and do you have a separate business?
It keeps growing each month.
Yeah, that's going to look really good when we look at that. Okay, and how soon do you already have, you have the truck picked out, you have a vendor you
want to work with? Yeah, I have a invoice for it and everything.
Oh, perfect, okay. And, alright, and what exactly are you going to use this, $40,000 for?
Operating expenses, operating, like, you know, for line of credit, you know, when you need it, take it, when you don't need it, you put it back.
Okay, it might be a little bit tougher to get a new business, a revolving line of credit. And so what we typically can do is, based on your revenues, we can have a working capital line of credit where, let's say we approve you for the $40,000 right now, but you only need $20,000 this month. You can take that $20,000, and that'll be set on a term, like a fixed term loan. And and then if you need additional, because you've been approved for more, you can come, as long as the payments on the first one are made on time, you can access that additional capital.
And you only take what you need.
Right, but it's not going to be revolving.
Okay.
And you can pay it off early, everything like that. There's no penalty. We have to pay off for discounts.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Let me see here. And how many trucks do you currently own?
I own one truck and three trailers.
One truck and three trailers? Okay. How do you typically finance your truck and trailers?
Well, the last one I did in January, I did with a company in Cleveland. I financed a tractor. I usually like 5 years on them at least.
Yeah. We can definitely put you in a 5-year program. I just wanted to kind of see, you know, what you typically like to do and, you know, get a feel for how you, you know, what you prefer as far as the term. So 5 years is good. We do have a 6-year term, but again, just being in business 6 months to probably 5 years might be the max we would go.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any business partners?
No.
Okay. And I see here you're incorporated. Are you a C
Corp? Yeah, it's an LLC. A C.
C Corp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's an LLC.
Okay, you're an LLC? But,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I gotcha. I gotcha. All right, and let me see here. Okay, so what we're going to request from you for your approvals, we can do the equipment and the working capital off the same application. We want to keep this as simple as possible and just the least amount of paperwork.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask for, I'm going to send you one application by email, and then we're going to ask for a few months of bank statements because we're going to review your cash flow. To approve the working capital, and then one page, only one. Well, I'm guessing. Have you are you filing this year? Well, are you filing taxes since you started your business in November?
Yeah, I got to check with the accountant, see, you know, what month he picked for our year end.
Yeah, I'm just curious because usually we need the first page of a business tax return, but in your case, you might not have one, right? Because
you
started so late in the year. Okay.
Right.
All right, we'll do it without it. That's fine. We have a program for you.
Now, do you have my email address?
I wanted to confirm it with you. I have bill@leachtrucking.net.
Yep.
Okay. And, but it is JR's Trucking and Service, LLC, right?
No, it's Leach, L-E-A-C-H, Trucking, C-O, LLC.
Oh, okay. Did you have that other business before?
Yeah, I had that before, and I sold that.
Oh, I gotcha. That makes sense. Yeah, on our file here, we have... Yeah, okay. It's all coming together now. I was a bit thrown off for a second. Okay. When did you sell that?
Let's see, in 2013.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. That's where you were, you had your account with Huntington?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right. Perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and get this email off to you. And,
okay.
So I'm going to request the bank statements, the application, and then that invoice for that tractor, and we'll be able to get everything approved by within about 24 hours of you getting everything into us.
Okay.
All right, Bill, and also
use this other email. It comes right direct to me. The other one goes to my office, man. So you send it to leachtrucking@gmail.com.
Okay. And, one quick question. So, for your office, is your office a separate location from your home, or do you run this business out of
here? No, I have a separate, property I rent.
Excellent. Okay. And how much is your monthly rent at that property?
$1,500. I have 5 acres, and I got a 10,000 square foot garage.
That's a nice spread right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. I'll go ahead and I'll get this email off to you, and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. It was nice talking to you. Talk soon.
Yeah, bye.